You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
Mulverge Park in Fifield is in desperate need of new playground equipment after it was deemed unsafe. We spoke with Dave Ebert and John Schrader, members of the Fifield Playground Committee, about the fundraiser they're hosting to raise money for the equipment.
Our playground equipment at Mulverge Park, nestled on the beautiful Flambeau River, has been deemed unsafe and needs to be replaced. Unfortunately, the town does not have the funds to purchase a new playground structure, so we are doing a fundraiser for it.
Currently, we have the playground roped off with ribbons so no one can use it. We've looked at the rotting of some of the woods. We've tried replacing the wood in the past, and it doesn't work. It's time to replace it with a commercial-grade playground equipment. It's a very well-used park. But we want to make sure we get rid of the playground, current playground, because it is deemed unsafe. We don't want anybody to get injured on it. We're going to start taking it down, I believe, within the next couple of weeks. Have it removed so we get rid of that safety issue totally.
Those who wish to donate can mail a check to the Fifield Town Hall. Please remember to put in the check memo that this is for Mulverge Playground Equipment, or you can call John at 218-340-5300 or call Dave at 608-577-6235. Catkins has an upcoming fundraiser breakfast. We spoke with Tanya Bellinger about the event.
Sunday, May 18th, starting at 8 a.m. down at Goble South Fork in Lugersville, we have a breakfast fundraiser. So we're going to serve you breakfast. There's going to be pancakes, French toast, sausage, hash browns, scrambled eggs, homemade cinnamon rolls. Those are really good. I've had those.
They're famous for them. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And we're going to be down there, and we're going to have a lot of really great raffle baskets. So we're going to have raffles and good food from 8 till noon. And we're not calling the raffles until noon. And it's $10 a plate, and kids 5 and under eat free.
Once again, that event is taking place this Sunday from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. over at Goble South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville, with raffles not being drawn until 12 p.m. With the severe weather recently hitting the area, it's very important to be cautious of any downed or leaning trees and downed power lines. Please also be mindful of any crews working to clear these obstacles, and be sure to incorporate extra time to let them safely do their jobs. Remember, they're there to help you and ensure that the roads stay safe for everybody. And please remember, do not approach any downed power lines. Simply stay away and contact local authorities to inform them of the location of the line. Always assume that any downed lines are live and dangerous. May 16th, 17th, and 18th, the Park Falls Knights of Columbus are having their annual Tootsie Roll Drive at Super One. There will also be a representative at the Park Falls Dollar General, with 100% of proceeds benefiting the Laura Jean Zack Center in Glidden. Once again, that's taking place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that's May 16th, 17th, and 18th, at Super One and at the Dollar General, right here in Park Falls. Governor Evers wants to contribute to growth in the tourism industry, and that includes establishing a new grant program to support Wisconsin's rural creative economies. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Governor Tony Evers is proposing a $34 million investment for the State Department of Tourism. This is in the 2025-2027 budget. Within that, he also highlights farms.
Farmers are seeing another loss in revenue this year, projected by the USDA. Farmers need an additional revenue stream. Farmers want to tell their story and invite guests to the farm, and that is agricultural tourism.
That's Sheila Everhart from Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism. She was on Civic Media Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
And we're still fighting a battle about our iconic farm weddings. We need a trailer bill to make sure small family farms can stay viable. So we are continuing on that forefront about public policy and really helping small family farms and the consumer.
Governor Evers and Secretary Sayers said the state brought in a record $25 billion from tourism in 2024, and the industry saw growth in every single county. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers are back home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers back from their road trip host the Minnesota Twins tonight in Milwaukee. Chad Patrick on the mound for the Crew against the Twins' Joe Ryan. The Brewers coming off that much-needed 9-5 win Wednesday in Cleveland. Better defense, better pitching, and driving in runners in scoring position. Christian Yelich.
You know, that's what we got to do if we want to be a good team. I think it's shown up at times this year. It just hasn't shown up consistently or as consistently as we would like. But, you know, you just got to keep striving to get there and have it all click.
NFL Packers offseason practices continue in Green Bay without defensive back Jair Alexander. His position coach, Derek Ansley, asked, does he still keep in contact with Jair?
Every day. Every day we have, you know, contact every morning. I send him a positive quote. Sometimes it's a scripture. Sometimes it's just something that, you know, somebody sends me and I forward it to him. But, yeah, we have contact every morning.
That's Packers secondary coach Derek Ansley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. First it was HBO, then it was HBO Max. Then it was just Max, and now it's going back to HBO Max. Parent company Warner Brothers Discovery has decided that HBO is a respected brand that they should put back to help drive subscribers. Yes, by all means, lose the most respected part of the streaming title, the part that brought you Game of Thrones, True Detective, and White Lotus, and Last Week Tonight. Not sure they really lose anything if they drop Max. Snoop Dogg, or Snoop-a-loop to Will Ferrell, is putting out new material inspired by the backlash of his performance at the inauguration of the president. The rapper said he lost 500,000 Instagram followers and took a lot of heat for his decision, but said he appeared not to endorse the president, but from a deal he made with a business partner in order to bring resources to the hood. The music mogul said he does not represent the Republican Party. He does not represent the Democratic Party. He represents the gangster party. I guess it was a perfect fit then. Sorry, couldn't resist. The new season of Emily in Paris is getting a star power injection. Minnie Driver has agreed to join the show for the upcoming season, its fifth. Driver's credits include Grosse Pointe Blank and Good Will Hunting, for which she was Oscar nominated. Driver joins Lily Collins, who plays the title character. Production is currently underway in Rome for the popular Netflix show. There is no release info yet on the dropping of season 5. Actress Scarlett Johansson is planning retaliation, and it has nothing to do with her Marvel character. Johansson was the victim of a joke on Saturday Night Live Weekend Update last year, thanks to her husband, Colin Jost's co-anchor, Michael Chi. Chi made a joke about Johansson's private parts, which shocked her as cameras caught her reaction backstage. Johansson told Vanity Fair that she was expecting a joke involving that region of the body, but was still blown away and said the joke was old school gross. Asleep with one eye open, Michael Chi. There is nothing like some good movie buzz. Even though Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning won't be released here in the States until May 23rd, it's created quite a buzz after premiering at the Cannes Film Festival. The premiere was accompanied by a 40-piece orchestra that welcomed the audience and sounds like it was an amazing evening. Variety reports Tom Cruise received a 5-minute standing ovation from the crowd after once again pulling off his own death-defying stunts in the film despite being the tender age of 62. He addressed the crowd, thanked the crew, and said goodbye to the franchise in front of the enthusiastic crowd. Tom Cruise, ladies and gentlemen, from teen heartthrob to a bit of an outcast to now quite possibly the greatest movie star ever and a pretty darn good actor as well. Can't wait to see this film. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy, scattered showers today, and very windy. Our high in the low 60s this afternoon. The wind will be southwest, gusting to 30 or 35. Showers tonight, low dropping into the low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy, a few showers with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.